Martha Levensaler, climate change coordinator with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, called it getting from here to there. This winter, the Sitka Assembly signed off on the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement, but that document represents only a willingness to engage in change. It's not a roadmap. Levensaler said that an organization called the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, or ICLEI, provided support to communities interested in tailoring ways to reduce their carbon footprints.
So there's a lot of things that you can implement. You can do building-related energy improvements. You can improve your transportation, your recycling and waste, and your land use. These are all local government-controlled activities.
Levensaler pointed to Homer as an example of an Alaskan community that had successfully utilized ICLEI to develop and implement a climate change action plan last year. Alan Parks chairs the Homer Climate Change Task Force. The group was established by the Homer City Council and given a timetable and a mission to explore ways the government and community could reduce greenhouse gas emissions without harming the economy. Park said the task force quickly realized they were in over their heads.
We became overwhelmed with, as we started getting more knowledge about what we needed to do and really figuring out what other cities were doing, because it was early on that we said, well, we don't want to recreate the wheel. I mean, a lot of people are doing global climate change work, and so we needed to, start educating ourselves. We needed to understand the climate change language. As in anything, you start talking in acronyms, you start talking in projects that are happening, so you need to understand everything that's going around. So we started doing that, and we started getting overwhelmed, and we realized that we can't do this on our own.
Park said that's what eventually led his task force to collaborate with the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, which charges an annual membership fee of $600. With ICLEI's help, the Homer Task Force wrote a climate change action plan which spells out a broad strategy for lowering Homer's overall carbon emissions and saves the city money. Park said the package nevertheless scraped by the city council on a 3-3 vote, with the mayor, originally a climate change skeptic, casting the tie-breaking vote in favor of moving ahead with the plan. Sitkins, hearing Park's presentation, were likewise motivated to move ahead. Fisherman Eric Jordan suggested that the Sitka meeting should not break up without a firm decision to organize a local climate change task force, provided it did not tread on the work already being done by organizations like the Sitka Global Warming Group and the bike-friendly Sitka Coalition. Levensaler asked for a show of hands around the room of people interested in participating in an umbrella organization of active citizens and groups to organize a local task force, and at least 20 hands went up. Alan Parks said the determination of communities like Sitka and Homer to bring about local change ultimately would have a wider impact.
The biggest thing that we can bring to the table is what we're doing here right now, and coming together as coastal communities, collectively identifying a problem and not asking, but demanding. You know, we can't be fiddling around. We need to demand that our policies are state legislated, that we elect good people to office, that we help them in achieving good goals for our community and our state and our nation.
Sitkins, at the presentation, decided to meet within a week to begin work on drafting an assembly resolution organizing a local climate change task force. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.